We're in Simen Kuf Ayin Dalid. We're up to Sif Ches, the last Sif in the Simen, and that's what we'll be doing today. Al Yayin Shebetoch HaMazon Kol Echad VeEchad Mevarech LiAtzmo Afilu HeSebu Yachad. Although, when people are eating together, it was the Mechaber Shita that one person should make a bracha for everybody because of Baravam Hadras Melech. That's only when they're about to eat. When they're already in the middle of a Suda and now they're drinking wine, the Mechaber holds that it's not right to make a bracha to be motzi everybody else because we are afraid that in order to answer Amen, they're gonna have food in their mouth and say Amen at the same time, and they're gonna end up bringing themselves lidei sakana. Let's see the lashon of the Rama. Haga delo yecholin lanos Amen, because they cannot answer Amen, and Mishnah Berurah explains that. It's not that they won't be able to answer Amen. That's not ma'akev. The problem is that they're going to want to answer Amen anyway. Mishum dechashin and shemiyaktim kana leveshet. What's going to happen is the food, we're afraid that the food is going to go down their trachea rather than the esophagus because they're talking at the same time that they're eating. Now, according to the Mechaber, the ikar chash is that of sakana, and therefore there are no exceptions. The Rama doesn't think that it's so much of a sakana. According to him, there's another problem, and that is because we're afraid that in the middle of the meal they're just not going to concentrate altogether on the bracha. Says the Rama, Hagav v'yesh omrim dim omer lehem savri rabosai v'yishmu v'yichavnu lebracha v'lo yochlu oz v'yanu amen echad mevarach lekulam. If you say savri, and therefore everyone's going to stop eating and pay attention to you, there's no problem. The sakana, the odds are that they'll stop and they won't be eating. Kavana, since you said savri, they'll all be mechavim to you. V'chei noagim, and that is our minhag. V'yomer savri rabosai rotzalomer sovrim atem lotzeis v'bracha zo. V'lo yomer brishus rabosai. When you're being motzi somebody, you don't say brishus, you say savri. Savri means, do you want to listen? Do you want to be yotza? Brishus means, I am taking the honor, say, of Star of Breaking Bread. We say Breshus where you're taking an honor. We say Savri where you simply want to be motzi them. V'chein, kol mokom shemavorchem alayayin. It has become the minig because of that, that whenever we make a brach on wine, we say Savri. Mishum birkas ayayin shebetoch hasuda. Ein omrim Breshus ela Savri mitam shenizbar. Because of that, the minhag has become that whenever you make a bracha on wine, you don't say brishus, you say savri. So the minhag is on bread we say brishus, and on wine we say savri. Where did it come from? Because when you're going to make a bracha on wine during the meal, you're mechuyev to say savri as opposed to brishus, so that you're going to get everybody's attention. The Mishnah Berurah does point out that there are times that we don't say savri or brishus on wine, and that is at a bar pri agafen at a wedding, meaning at the chuppah itself, as well as a bari pri agafen at a bris, because you're not really being motzi anybody. The mevarech is the one that is making the brachas, and he does not say savri altogether. But whenever someone is being motzi someone else, such as in kiddush, even though you could have said brishus, the minig is to say savri, because if you're making a brach on the wine during the meal, you would have to say savri. Now, the question is, after we have this Ramah, which is ideal? Are you better off saying Savri and being motzi everybody on the wine during the meal? Or are you better off being choshesh for the Mechaber? Meaning, we generally have a rule of Barava Madras Melech being a Hidur. Is it a Hidur when the Mechaber holds that you shouldn't be doing this? The Prima Gadim comes out and says that it's not a Hidur, and this is the Maskan of the Mishnah Berurah, and this is the Minhag. That when people have wine during the meal, we don't see one person saying the Baruch Pri Agafen and being motzi everybody, as opposed to Kiddush, where one person does say the Baruch Pri Agafen to be motzi everybody, as well as the motzi. We say Baruch Avam Hadras Melech, but not in the middle of the meal because of the Mechaber Shita.